Welcome back to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show, and joining us right now so we get back on the rails is Kenzie Wright, and Kenzie is a University of was it Alabama alum? Yeah, absolutely.
Roll Tide.
Yeah.
And the pride of Spring Creek Academy in Plano, Texas, although she is from Frisco, Texas.
Ah, where they're playing the club pro championship this week. We're going to talk about that later on. Anyway, Kenzie will be here for the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic, May 6th through the 12th at the TPC Scottsdale Champions Course. Kenzie, welcome to the Bunker to Bunker Golf Show.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely.
So anyway, first of all, give our listeners a little background on Kenzie Wright.
Yeah, y'all pretty much covered it already, but I'm from just north of Dallas in Frisco, Texas, and started my college career first 2 years in SMU, and then transferred over to Alabama and finished up there and had a great time, and then turned pro right after, and I've been getting after it ever since, so.
Well, those football fans down there are kind of enthusiastic, I'll just say. Nick Saban's feel is all over the place. Did you ever get a chance to run into Coach Saban and have a minute with him?
I did. I got to see him a couple times. He actually took lessons from our men's coach, so cool. I got to see him play golf a couple times. So that was pretty cool. Didn't really get the chance to talk to him as much as I'd like to. I'm sure he's a busy guy. You know, I didn't want to mess with his schedule. But
absolutely.
Well, y'all have an event, I think, next week, and then you're here in Arizona. And so what are you working on right now, Kenzie?
Yeah, we're in Beaumont, California right now, about to play our second round today. But, been working through a couple things in my game, and it's been feeling a little better and better every week. I love Arizona golf. I've always preferred, you know, kind of desert golf. So I'm really looking forward to getting out to Scottsdale and playing out there again. So it'll be a lot of fun. Looking forward to it.
Well, you've had success here also, winning the 2015 Silver Bell Tournament and a great amateur career. So, you know, SMU is a wonderful school and all that sort of stuff. But tell our listeners a little bit about transferring from SMU, the opportunity to go to Alabama, which is a legendary program in itself. How did that come about?
Yeah, I wanted to stay close to home whenever I first was looking at schools, I transferred before the transfer portal and all before school, but I was just looking for, you know, kind of a different opportunity, and it just happened that Alabama was looking for another girl, so after I decided to transfer, it was kind of perfect timing. And Nick and Susan, the coaches over at Alabama, just took me in, and it was an awesome opportunity. I love both programs, but, you know, obviously graduating from Alabama, that was pretty awesome. That was a really cool opportunity.
So we're speaking with Kenzie Wright, who will be here May 6th through the 12th for the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic. And have you played the TPC Champions Course in the past?
I have not, so that'll be my first time seeing it, which I'm really looking forward to.
Well, the golf course, we played Media Day out there a couple weeks ago. The golf course is in beautiful condition. It's going to be beautiful when you're here. The greens are fast, and remember, everything always breaks toward the valley and away from Pinnacle Peak Mountain. So those are the first two things you want to find when you get here, to be able to get you in the right frame of mind for how putts are going to, the speed of the putts are going to be, as well as what direction they're going to break. So keep that in mind. But what are some of the things you're working on your game right now? Where's the strengths of Kenzie Wright, and where's the improvements needed?
Yeah, I'm always pretty solid off the tee. My short game is definitely kind of my strong suit. Chipping and putting is kind of where I'm most comfortable. And then I've been trying to improve on my iron, so I don't have to worry about chipping as much. But definitely trying to work on hitting some more greens and getting a little bit more looks at birdies and yeah, like I said, not having to depend on my chipping as much. So definitely been trying to work on that, improve on that.
Well, Kinsey, obviously the LPGA Tour is your goal, and I know you're going to get there, and especially after coming on here, because we got this whole thing called bunker-to-bunker karma, and Grace Kim is rubbing off on her this week, so you're going to get some of that, too. But, you know, with the Epson Tour, previous to the Epson Tour, there was a couple of other, you know, right below level tours for the ladies to play on below the LPGA. But with Epson's involvement in the tour, they give you a consistent schedule, an opportunity to make a nice check. How have you, I mean, can you tell our listeners a little bit about, you know, playing on the Epson Tour with the goal of reaching the LPGA Tour and how you're going about that?
Yeah, I mean, the competition on the Epson Tour is insane. I mean, everybody is, you know, literally, you know, one tournament away from playing on the LPGA. And, you know, we have girls that, you know, just barely miss getting into the LPGA event this weekend. They're playing here. So it's like we have the talent, you know, week in and week out of, you know, LPGA quality. We're just, you know, this close to getting to that level. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's an amazing tour. Jody Brothers has done an awesome job and just really elevating it even more. You know, this is the closest that you can get to the LPGA without being on the LPGA, obviously. And it's definitely still a grind, but it's the best way to prepare for the LPGA, which is the ultimate goal. So
Absolutely. It's
awesome.
We're speaking with Kinsey right now. Let's see. So you've got, you're going to be down in Tucson next week and then up here in Scottsdale the week after. Y'all are going pretty much gangbusters for the next 3 weeks. You're playing now. So for the next four weeks in a row, you're playing. Then you've got a little bit of time off. By the looks of it, it probably coincides with maybe some U.S. Open qualifying and things like that before you go in June to Firekeepers in Battle Creek, Michigan, my old stomping grounds, Lansing, Michigan. But do you have a lot planned? Are you gonna play all the way through the entire stretch?
Yeah, I'm planning on playing the whole stretch. In between, we have the Texas Women's Open back at home, so I'm probably going to play in that too. But this is 4 weeks in a row, and then I'll probably play in that and then get back on the road for Epson on kind of last of May and first of June for Battle Creek. And then I think that's when we have another 4 week stretch. So yeah, we're hitting the ground running.
Staying busy.
Sure. It's gonna be a lot. Staying busy, but it's I wouldn't be wanting to do anything else. So it's great.
Well, Kinsey, we know you've got a starting time coming up in just a little while. Need to go get yourself stretched out, loosened up. Like Jim said about Bunker Karma, we played with Grace Kim at the the Carlisle Pro Am, Ford Championship Pro Am is the Carlisle Pro Am there.
Yeah, exactly.
So anyway, and she's leading the tournament right now, so maybe the Bunker Karma, it'll be perfect timing because that was a few weeks ago. You're going to be here in a few weeks. Maybe all the stars align and we'll be seeing Kinsey right in the winner's circle here at the Carlisle Arizona Women's Golf Classic.
That sounds great to me. I appreciate the good karma.
we'll come find you during the Pro-Am and say hi.
Yes, please do. I'd love to meet you guys in person.